I presented myself there last night, saw the triage more or less within 10 minutes, who then said, yeah, you'll be seen by a doctor if you'd like to wait outside. I waited an hour and a half to be seen by a doctor who then told me that I really needed to go to A&E in Barnet, which is about three miles away.
Okay.
And when I got there, she told me that she'll send my notes through and that I could go and see the relevant doctor. I wouldn't have to wait in a queue. But when I got there, I had to wait another hour and a half. Now, I appreciate the actual individual waiting times weren't that long. My complaint, actually, is that surely in a situation where you present yourself at an urgent care centre you're seen by triage, the whole point of triage is to determine how urgent your situation is and whether they can deal with you, not to be told that you'll be seen by a doctor in just over an hour and then told what
okay.
I believe triage would have told me in the first instance. I've
right,
made
Mike,
my way.
Mike, thank you for that. Another interesting experience. Frank's in Neasden. Morning.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Yeah, is it any surprise that there's so many difficulty with so many people wanting A&E when they're closing them down? Where I live in northwest London, there's seven, well, there was until they started to close them down, there was seven A&Es serving 5 million people. Now, before the year is out, there'll be four A&Es serving 5 million people. And my nearest one, I'd have to travel 5 miles up to Harrow in one direction or 6 miles down to Paddington in another direction. It's like a giant game of musical chairs. They keep pulling away a chair and millions of people are running around trying to find somewhere to sit down, which you can't do. Eventually, something's got to give, isn't it?
Frank, you're right. Thank you for that.